Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A sleazy Wall Street broker encounters some paranormal creatures in a special presentation at the Strauss Theater Center. The House of Horror is directed and choreographed by Taylor Wolf. She and Aslan Tucker join me for a preview. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Well, this is an original production. And Taylor, you developed this project. How did you come up with the storyline?
Well, there was just, I was listening to my iPod and I kept hearing some songs and I was like, you know, this would work if this was a vampire dance. And then I was like, oh, well then this one is a werewolf dance. And all of a sudden I was like, let's just make a whole story. And then it just kind of happened.
when did this project kind of get underway?
I've been thinking about it for almost half a year now, but it's nice that it's finally coming. You know, it's finally getting put together and it's almost done, and I'm very excited for the finished product.
Yeah.
But it took a while, but it's worth it.
Any biggest challenge in putting something like this together from the get-go?
Biggest challenge is probably just a lot of stuff. When you have a cast, you know, mainly just students, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. We have a lot going on. We have school and work, so it's hard to get everyone there. But thankfully, I have a very dedicated cast who is done a great job.
Well, tell us about this storyline. Jack Butler is the lead character, and he's kind of traveling in London. A business trip?
Business trip. Okay. Wall Street. He's a broker, so he's doing a lot of different. He's touching base with some other people that they have in contact with. And he doesn't want to be there. The very first thing he says is how much he hates traveling. He's like, he's already in this horrible mood, and it's raining, and then his car breaks down. And so he's left in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden he meets these creatures. He doesn't know that they're vampires yet, but he sort of gets a weird vibe from them. And then all of a sudden this house appears out of nowhere. And through a series of events, these creatures sort of tell him, this is not the path you want to be on. You know, let's help you become a better person, because if not, you're probably going to end up here one day. And you don't want to. Even though they have a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, they all know that their situation isn't the best.
Aslan, tell us about some of these creatures that Jack encounters along the way.
Well, first he meets the vampires, and then the house belongs to Yvette the Ghost, and then there's a werewolf, and there's the Frankensteins, and there are pixie sprites that belong to a sorceress, and she's like from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
And am I forgetting anyone?
No, I think
that's everyone.
Your role in the show?
I am Mrs. Frankenstein, and so I have my other half, Mr. Frankenstein, and we're always dancing together, and we're always stuck together. And I really like playing Mrs. Frankenstein because it's just a different type of movement, I guess, because she's really rigid and she gets, you know, electrified to become awake, and I've just never moved like that and like had to seizure and stuff. Yes. And it's really fun always getting to dance with Corey, who plays Mr. Frankenstein. And she doesn't really have that much of a personality, I guess, because she's dead.
Yeah, they don't have feelings.
Yeah.
Except for they love each other.
Yeah.
That's their thing that they teach Jack. Mm-hmm. Is like, even if no matter how long time passes, you know, have somebody to love.
Right. Aslan, it's called a dancicle. You coined the term. How would you define that?
Well, there's no singing and there's no speaking, so it can't be a musical, but there is music, and it's not interpretive dance, because sometimes we're just dancing to a song. We're not trying to define the lyrics of it and stuff through movement, and it's not a dance recital either. So I just made it up one day. I was like, it's a dancicle. It's like a musical, but it's just with dancing.
Now, Taylor, as I understand, there is some narration to it, so mm-hmm. there is something to kind of carry the storyline.
Yes. You're not just left like, oh, what do these dances
right.
mean? We help bring the story along with the narration of Jack Butler. He's retelling the story of the night it happened, so that helps.
And you are a student here at ULM, correct?
I am.
Yeah, and your major?
English.
So did that major of English, did that kind of lend to the story and your idea of coming up with this kind of storyline?
Being a writer does help writing a script. Because it's not an easy thing to do. And then on top of that, instead of having, you know, a lot of scenes of talking, it's like, okay, what songs are going to do the same thing that, you know, script scenes would do? So it does help. It does help a lot.
Right. And Aslan, I recognize your name from a lot of works over at Strauss with the youth troupe and things that have gone on there with the Arts Academy. What future projects are you looking at?
Well, I'm a senior this year mm-hmm. at Ouachita High School, and I recently got accepted to Amda College in New York City. So in October, I'll be moving there, and I'll be a performing arts major. But that's pretty much. And then any future projects while I'm here that Taylor does, I'll right. certainly be involved with.
Well, speaking of this kind of a directorial and choreographed debut, is something in the works down the road?
Oh, yes. I like it a lot. I mean, we've done The Great Gatsby, mm-hmm. Alice in Wonderland, and now we're here with this one. And my next line that
next
I'm trying
project,
to
cr- yeah.
thank you is circus-themed. And it's in my head, it's this big extravaganza, and so I'm just hoping I can translate it well enough to come on stage. But I think it'll be good.
Right. And something everyone can enjoy, interactive with the audience, too, the House of Horror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite part mm-hmm. is making it as interactive with the audience as possible so they feel like they're at this Monster Mash party. Like, they feel included the whole time without being uncomfortable. Like, hey, stand up and dance with us. It's not like that. But you will see the characters in the audience. You'll get a really good close look at the creatures of House of Horror.
Yeah. Well, the show is coming up this weekend. The exact date and performance time, and how can you find out more about attending?
January 10th at 7, and you can go to the Strauss Theater website to buy tickets. It's $10 for adults and $5 for students, or you can call the box office, and we hope you come. Come see it.
Yeah, one showing, so be sure to catch The House of Horror at Strauss Theater Center. Taylor Wolf directs, and Aslan Tucker is one of the performers in the show. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It was fun.
You can hear this and other Lane Yap podcast by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lane Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.